Meanwhile, the PNC has hailed the performance of its presidential candidate Hassan Ayariga at last night's IEA's evening encounter. The general secretary of the party, Bernard Mona, says the delivery was excellent and is a demonstration of Mr. Ayariga and the PNC's readiness to move the nation to a higher pedestal. He refuted suggestions that Mr. Ayariga did not answer questions posed to him satisfactorily. Mr. Mona spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
I think that was a splendid display of policy intentions, programs, and indeed pragmatic way of addressing the myriad of problems that afflict our nation. Yesterday, the flag bearer of the PNC said that our nation needs rehabilitation, our nation needs redirection, that we need to empower our youth, we need to get general economic growth and development so as to take our people out of the current economic decay. Clearly, that is the problem that faces us. And I think that all in all, the flag bearer discharged himself within the mandate of the...
You believe he's been able to sell the PNC very well to the public?
Listen, everything he said in his document is an excerpt of the PNC manifesto yet to be published. People who want to know what the PNC intends to do can get the full copy of our manifesto when it is published, hopefully by the end of the month. The other thing that I've heard many people say is that, oh, the flag bearer was not able to answer a question. I said, yes. Was there a marking scheme upon which he was supposed to answer the question? There was no question that the flag bearer said, no, I will not answer this. He answered the questions. It may not be the answer that you intended. But who said that he was there to give answers that you intended?
But he needed to convince the people that, yes, he is on top of the issues and that he is capable of delivering and satisfying the people well.
Well, they asked him a question and said, look, let us educate our people. Let us create employment for all those that we have educated. And when we have educated 90 to 100% of our population, we would have made good use of them, and then the rest we export them. Is the Philippines not exporting labor? Have they not trained their people and they are exporting? Is Cuba not exporting doctors and other technicians to other countries because of the quality of education? What else could be an appropriate answer than this?
PNC's General Secretary Bernard Mona talking to Bubu Klinogo. For his part, the Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the PNC, Balamai Kankan, said Mr. Ayariga performed beyond his expectation. Mr. Kankan is also a member of a group within the party that had called on Mr. Ayariga to apologize for certain comments he made or resign.
PNC, we always champion in terms of issue like this, so it was okay.
Do you think he didn't perform well or he was...
Oh no, he performed well, even though I wasn't expecting that, but I think it was okay because, you know, he has been able to demonstrate that he, when he has the knowledge, I mean, he will surely rule this country beyond reasonable doubt. So he spoke about health and then the economy, whatever. I think it's okay, yeah, I think it's good, yeah.
No, and then initially you were making a comparison with him and... Mr. Dr. Abu Sakara.
Yes, yes. Why am I saying so? You know, people have this perception that our presidential candidate is not okay in terms of media, whatever, reporter, or maybe in terms of speaking, because I had an issue that even it was last week, someone brought this issue to us that Abu Sakara did more than any, or maybe no one can even fit Abu Sakara, whatever. So upon hearing Abu Sakara, and then so to my presidential candidate, and I realized that my presidential candidate did well yesterday. Yeah.
You think he did better than Sakara, Dr.
Better
Sakara?
Abu Sakara was so basically upon what I heard about Abu Sakara compared with my presidential candidate, and I think my presidential candidate did well more than him for now, because not me, I told it to people, the calls that people call, like us, they are comparing between him and Abu Sakara, and they realize that he's better than Abu Sakara.
He however maintains the earlier stance of the group.
Part of the caucus, I'm part of them. And then also being a regional chairman for People's National for Greater Accra. But then on that very moment, I didn't come out as a regional chairman. I came in as a member of the caucus. And then so if we realize that my presidential candidate is not doing well in terms of mobilization for our own strategy, maybe within this party executive team, if it's not doing well, why won't we come out? I'm still on our issue. And I do support Atik Mohammed for reading that bit, because, you know,
so you still calling on him to apologize for certain things or resign?
Yeah, he's still to apologize. We're getting 14 after reach here. We're getting 14 days. We're almost 1 week now. So we are still waiting for the 11, 7 days. So we are still waiting.
Yeah.
Balamai Kankan is the Greater Accra chairman of the PNC and a member of the pressure group demanding resignation of PNC flag bearer Hassan Ayariga. He talked to Bubu Klinogo.
At the IEA evening encounter last night, the PNC flag bearer Hassan Yarga raised key issues on various sectors of the economy, including governance, education and health. But how well did the PNC flag bearer perform according to the public? Radio Ghana hit the streets to sample views.
Generally, his delivery was okay. You can put your manifesto and what sort of thing on a paper, but how are you going to implement? So if he's able to make it, he should be able to formulate policies that will enable him to forge ahead with his plan.
From my point of view, he wasn't on top of issues. He was not really answering the question straight to the point. He was very brief.
Actually, he hit a lot of topics. One thing I found about his speech was that he was very general in everything. Instead of him tackling the issues at hand, he rather like threw it to the open. Let's take, for example, the issue of the children of the social society. In this case, it involves a lot of technicality. But talking about the issue of the education, well, actually, in this country, it's a problem. So if he thinks he can implement some of the educational structures, there's no problem. But actually, his performance was good.
The way he assumed to rule this country, I think it's not bad. Looking at the measure he says he's going to put in place to rule this country through education, and he's saying that he's going to use the taxpayers' money to develop education in this country, and I think that will not work.
Those were views of the public on the performance of PNC flag bearer Hassan Yarga at the IEA evening encounter with the electorate.
So far, the IEA's evening encounter with presidential candidates has seen two flag bearers meeting the public to outline their vision for the country. But has the public been following these encounters? We now find out from the ordinary people on the streets what they make of the encounters.
I don't know anything
about us. But I didn't know they were going to interview him.
No? Actually, I don't know. I just don't like listening at all. No, I didn't want to. I just didn't want to at all. That's what I'm saying. I've not heard of anything before.
That was a vox pop.